Sin number four, when times are tough, I need to hunker down, save money, and wait for the economy to turn. Back in 2008, when the recession hit, a lot of contractors took this approach. You know, they said, well, let's just hunker down, save our money, and we'll wait for this to ride this out. Unfortunately, many of those companies never made it, and they went bankrupt. Let me introduce you to a fundamental business principle. You can never save your way into prosperity. Never. Similarly, you cannot cost-cut your way to growth, nor can you expand your business by hiding in it. Are we clear? You see, when times are tough, the business that used to come from referrals dries up. Clients become more price-conscious, competition gets tighter, and margins shrink. And as a result, businesses collapse by the thousands. And that's exactly what happened in 2008. So don't fall into the same trap. The truth is, you can only spend your way to wealth. Now don't get me wrong, you must be smarter, more strategic, and more precise in the way you spend your resources. But if you want to survive, you must be able to learn how to spend and spend well. Now spend on what, you might be asking? The answer is simple. Marketing. It is the only way to grow your business, especially in tough economic times. Now we're recording this in 2016 when the economy's actually taken a turn, a positive turn, and there's actually more work out for contractors than they can handle. At this point, we're helping our clients build business systems and robust teams so they can take advantage of the opportunity that's out there, take on more projects than they've ever done, and execute them efficiently. You know, that's how you make money in good economies. However, we all know business is a cycle, and at some point, the business cycle turns. And the question you have to ask yourself is, will your business be ready, you know, when things start to tighten? To be ready for this, you have to shift your mindset. The truth is that regardless of economic conditions, there is always opportunity. It is just that when times get tough, you have to go out there and create your own opportunity instead of passively waiting for it to come to you. You've probably seen businesses like that, you know, maybe they're even your competitors, that keep growing and thriving no matter what is happening in the world around them. They're recession-proof because of the mindset of their owners. You know, when economic downturns hit, everybody, especially the media, starts talking about how bad things are, you know, things are going to go forever, and you need to basically pack up your kids and move into a bomb shelter. Now, let me tell you that in downturns, that is a great time to go out there and make a killing. Because as Warren Buffett's one of the best investors in the world, you know, he fashionably said that I make it a goal to be greedy when other people are scared and stupid. The question you have to ask yourself is, what kind of business owner are you? Now, these economic cycles are good for real business owners because they eliminate the wannabes, the guys who ride along the coattails of the industry when times are good, thinking they can keep operating the same way as they did before. These are the business owners who just expect calls to come in, who operate purely on referrals, and who hope and pray that they will stay afloat instead of taking deliberate action, you know, when times get tough. Incidentally, this is the very mindset that will keep them trapped and eventually put them out of business. Economic downturns serve as a culling of the herd, survival of the fittest. When there is less credit available, people have to get creative, start selling and marketing, and work as hard to find business solutions that produce success. As a result, those less fit to survive pack up and go home. And good for them, because now the savvy businesses remain and everybody benefits. The question is, which camp will you fall into? The important thing to understand here is this, that marketing is the key survival skill that will help you thrive. If you're concerned you will wind up in the wrong camp, then it is time to learn how to market your business effectively. And in order to market your business effectively, you have to make one more shift in your mindset. Require every dollar you spend on marketing to account for itself. You see, most contractors approach marketing like a bowl of spaghetti. They think that if they can just throw enough of it on the wall, some of it will stick. But this is a hugely wasteful approach, one that will cost you big time over the long haul. Instead, you need to adopt a steady, systematic approach to marketing that allows you to test and measure exactly what is happening with every dollar. This gives you the power to quickly and decisively pull the plug on marketing that is not profitable and increase your spending on marketing that is, so that you can make more money faster. Here are four powerful steps to implementing this change in your business. Number one, bring help on board. By now, you're probably not surprised that this is step one. as we've discussed throughout this book, if you want to move from a stressed out, you know, slave mentality of the S quadrant to the business building freedom of the B quadrant, you need help. And this is one area you cannot afford to go it alone. Step two is to shift to direct response marketing. Direct response marketing is designed to elicit a specific action from your prospects. As opposed to branding or image advertising, which is passive, direct response asks your prospect to do something as a result of seeing or hearing your advertisement. It does not necessarily have to be a buying decision. The action is simply the next step in your sales process. You encourage prospects to act by emphasizing the precise benefits they will receive from working with you. You know, in other words, letting them know what is in it for them. And of course, asking them clearly to do what is it that you want them to do is the best step forward. There is a lot more to it than that, of course, so be sure to bring on a direct response marketing expert onto your team. Number three is to test your marketing pieces. Next, you split test your campaigns. This involves creating two versions of marketing pieces with one substantial change in each version. Try changing the offer, the call to action, or the headline first. Then distribute version A to 50% of your target recipients and version B to the other 50%. This is a fairly simple process with direct mail and the internet. But even most print and broadcast media outlets will allow you to run two versions of the same ad without too much hassle. Be sure to ask your media sales rep when you purchase your ad space. Number four is to measure your response. Next, you need to measure how well each marketing piece performs. If your ad is online, there is technology that will do this for you. If it's offline, you might need to get creative. Create a unique phone number or an extension, you know, or a response URL, email address, or something that's different about each version, and have prospects ask for a different name when they call. You know, if they're calling a phone line. Record the responses to each version and then compare the results to see which received a better response. The piece that wins becomes your control. But you're not done yet. The last step here is to create another version to test against your control piece and repeat the testing and measuring process one more time. This allows you to create slow and steady improvements in your results. Now look, I mean, I'm getting pretty technical in this chapter, and I don't expect you to become a guru in marketing overnight. But you have to understand that marketing is a key component to your success in business, in any economy, but especially in one that starts to slow down. Become ruthlessly good at marketing is, in my opinion, the first step to becoming a smart business owner. Even if you fully intend to hire it out, which you should, you still need to get educated. Because you're the one that should be very clear on what strategy you will implement in your marketing process. You should get help in executing the marketing process, not in developing the strategy for it. You know, otherwise, you can waste a lot of money and get taken advantage of by slimy snake oil salesmen who just want to sell their process to you, whether it works for you or not. Your education in marketing is your protection. Now, of course, we help our clients with 8 different marketing strategies that they implement in their business. Because the fundamental rule in marketing is this, that in order to be successful, a business needs to have 3 to 5 effective marketing strategies going on at all times. The reason for this is that not all marketing works all the time. So in order to effectively generate leads constantly for your business, you need to have 3 to 5 strategies that you're testing and measuring and operating at all times to generate a steady stream of leads that will continue to come in regardless of how the economy is doing. A success story here is a client of mine, Jordan. You know, he is the son of another contractor. You know, his dad is more old school. He likes to do things the old way, and marketing really wasn't his thing. So Jordan left his dad's company and started his own and followed the steps that we talked about. And then to his credit, you know, within 11 months, so from starting his company in January of the year to 11 months out, he followed all of our marketing processes and he was able to close well over $1 million in his first year in business. So when you have an effective marketing strategy, those are the type of results you can create for yourself.